理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 5, The End. Yes, and the bedpost was his own. He was lying in his own bed again, in his own room. But the best thing was, it was early on a beautiful morning in the present time. Bells were ringing. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. I will not forget, cried Scrooge as he jumped out of bed. The spirits of all three ghosts will live inside my heart. I promise you, old Jacob Marley, on my knees. Scrooge was so amazed to find himself back in the present time again that he could barely speak. He realized that his face was wet with tears. He had been crying terribly in his time with the ghost of Christmas future. Scrooge looked at his bed. The bed curtains were still there. They aren't torn down, he cried, running over to touch them. They are here. I am alive. The awful future that I saw, I can change it. I will change my life. Scrooge almost jumped into his clothes. I don't know what to do first, he cried. He was almost laughing and crying at the same time. I am as happy as an angel and as cheerful as a schoolboy. Hurrah! Hello! Hurrah! Scrooge ran into his sitting room. There is the bowl of medicine I was drinking. There is the door that old Jacob Marley came into. It all really happened. Ha, ha, ha! Dear reader, if you had heard old Scrooge laugh, you would be surprised. For an old man who had never laughed before, this was a wonderful beginning. Scrooge could hardly wait for the day to begin. I don't even know what day it is or what year it is. I don't know anything. I'm like a baby, he said, laughing. Never mind, I don't care. I'd rather be a baby. Scrooge ran to the window. The sky was clear and fresh, and the sun was rising. Hello there, he called to a boy who was walking in the street. Good morning. What day is it?
What day is it? Why, it's Christmas morning, sir,
said the boy. He looked surprised that this man didn't know. How wonderful! It's Christmas Day, Scrooge cried. I haven't missed Christmas. The ghosts did it all in one night. Amazing! They can do anything. Hello, my good boy. Do you know the meat shop on the next street?
Yes, sir, said the boy.
An intelligent boy, a wonderful boy, cried Scrooge. Now, would you please go and buy the largest turkey they have and tell them to bring it here to me? I'll give you some money, and if you're back in less than 5 minutes, I'll give you more. The boy ran off immediately. I know what I'll do, Scrooge cried, running around the room excitedly. I'll send the bird to Bob Cratchit. He won't even know who sent it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim, he said, laughing loudly. In a few minutes, the boy had come back with the turkey. And what a turkey it was! It was so big and fat that I am sure when it was alive, it wasn't able to stand up. My dear boy, we must find a carriage, cried Scrooge. Quickly, Scrooge wrote Bob Cratchit's address on a piece of paper and put the boy and the turkey in the carriage, laughing all the time. The little children would be so happy. The next thing Scrooge did was getting dressed. He wore his best clothes. He was in a hurry. He could not wait to get outside and see the beautiful morning. He went outside and walked along the streets. It was Christmas. He was so happy to be alive, for the first time in many years. Suddenly he saw the gentleman who had walked into his office yesterday. the one who had wanted him to give money to help the poor. Yesterday seemed like years ago to Scrooge. Scrooge was afraid of how the man would look at him when they met, but he knew what he had to do.
"My dear sir," said Scrooge, walking up to the man and taking both his hands. "How are you? I hope you were successful in your work yesterday. A Merry Christmas to you."
The man looked amazed, of course.
"Mr. Scrooge?" he said.
"Yes, that is my name." "I am afraid it is not a pleasant name to you. I must apologize."
"Sir, I would like to give you some money for your work," said Scrooge.
He whispered in the man's ear.
The man nearly jumped into the air. "But, my dear Mr. Scrooge," he cried, "are you serious? That is very generous, but are you sure?"
"Yes, I'm sure," said Scrooge cheerfully. "I have owed that money to the poor for many years now. So will you come to my office in a few days?"
"Of course," said the gentleman. He was surprised and happy.
Scrooge went to church and patted children on the head and held babies and gave coins to beggars. Everything he did gave him great happiness. In the afternoon, he walked towards his nephew Fred's house. He walked past the house many times before he had the courage to knock on the door. What if Fred did not want to see him? The door opened and a maid looked out.
"Yes, sir,"
she said.
"Is your master at home, my dear?" said Scrooge.
"Yes, sir. He's in the dining room. I'll bring you to him if you like."
"Thank you, my dear. He knows me. I know the way," said Scrooge.
He walked up the stairs and into the dining room where Fred and his wife sat. Their friends and family had not arrived yet. They were laughing and talking and did not notice Scrooge at first.
"Hello, Fred," said Scrooge.
Fred and his wife turned around.
"Why, Uncle Scrooge,"
Fred said. He was amazed to see his uncle.
"Yes, it's me, Fred. I would like to come to dinner. Would you let me?"
"Let him?" Fred jumped up and said, "Of course, dear uncle." In just 5 minutes, Scrooge was sitting around the fire with Fred and his wife, very comfortable. It was wonderful when Mr. Topper came, and Fred's wife's sisters, and everyone else. What a lovely time they had! Wonderful party, wonderful games, everything. But Scrooge was at his office early the next morning. He couldn't wait to speak to Bob Cratchit. He had a surprise for him. When Bob came in, he was humming a little song. He looked happier than Scrooge had ever seen him. Quickly, Scrooge made himself look very angry, just like his old self.
"Bob Cratchit," Scrooge shouted, "you are 10 minutes late to work."
"Yes, I know, sir. It won't happen again. I was having a very good time last night, and..."
"Well, I won't allow this sort of thing any more," said Scrooge.
He looked like an angry bear, but inside he was laughing.
"So, I will tell you what I am going to do, Mr. Cratchit. I'm going to raise your salary."
"Sir, don't fire me. What?"
"That's right. I am going to raise your salary. A Merry Christmas to you, dear Bob," cried Scrooge, patting his clerk on the back. "I will raise your salary and help your poor family also. I have never been a good friend or employer to you, but I will begin now. We'll discuss your situation this afternoon over a good hot cup of tea. Now, build up the fire, Bob, and make sure you are nice and warm."
Well, dear reader, Ebenezer Scrooge did all those things for Bob Cratchit and much, much more. He was like a second father to Tiny Tim, who did not die,
and he was a friend to all the people in that good old city of London for the rest of his life. Some people laughed at him, because they thought that old Scrooge had gone crazy. But Scrooge did not care. He laughed at himself. Scrooge never saw the three ghosts of Christmas again, but he never forgot the lessons they taught him. For the rest of his life, everyone said that Ebenezer Scrooge knew how to celebrate Christmas better than any man in town. And I hope that you will celebrate Christmas too, dear reader. And so, as Tiny Tim said, what a wise little boy. God bless us, everyone.